Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is another episode of A Year in the Word. This is our Friday, Saturday edition. I thank the Lord that you're here with me today. I am Elder Lydia Togba, and I am your host. Thank you for joining me in this journey through A Year in the Word. Today, we are reading, like I said, this is the Friday-Saturday episode, so we're coming from two different books of the Bible on today. We're coming from the book of Job, and we are reading chapters 23 and 24. We're also coming from Isaiah, and we're reading chapters 62 through 66. So I hope you have your Bibles ready and you're all set to go, because we are about to embark upon an adventure once again in the Word of God. I hope you've been with us through this year as we've been reading the Word of God. We started on January 1st, and we shall continue to move through it through December 31st as the Lord blesses. Amen. And I'm looking for each and every hearer, for everyone, including myself, to have breakthroughs out of every situation in your life and to come to know the Lord in a greater capacity, to have more of Him in your life, moving and operating and leading and guiding and healing and bringing forth manifestations of breakthroughs and giving us revelations of His Word, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding coming forth, amen, through the reading of the Word, through the power of God Himself moving mountains out of our way so that we are able to see Him beyond the clouds, beyond the dust, beyond what has been shattered, beyond what's been taken away, because He will replace it all. Glory. He will replace, amen, wickerworm ate away at in our lives. Glory to God Almighty. He is God, and there is no other. Glory to God. I am looking for great things from the Lord. I have a spirit of expectation in me, not only for myself, but for you, that God is going to move every sickness, every disease, every affliction, everything that has been troubling in your life. God has power. Jesus, our salvation, has power over each and every one of those things. Glory to God. He is the Lord, strong and mighty. He is the Lord, mighty in battle. He is the lifter of your head. And that is my prayer on today. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we give you glory and we give you praise. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand, oh God, that you might lift our heads up so that we can see the manifestation of your power on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Everything that has come against us, Lord God, I'm asking, Lord, that you move it. Move it from our sight. Move it from our vision. Move it from our hearing, Lord, so that we can see and hear and know that it is you that is Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for everything that you've done already, Lord, and looking for great and mighty things, looking, Lord God, for miracles to be wrought in the atmosphere, Lord God, things that have set and festered for so long, Lord God. Oh, Lord, you are the balm of Gilead. Oh, Lord God, dig it up, weed it out, Lord God, and bring forth, Lord God, newness in each and every one, every life, healing, Lord God. Oh, Lord, everything that has festered, Lord God, in our lives, dig up out, dig up the festering womb, clear it out, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, that new granulation, Lord God, might begin to grow and manifest, and that healthy thoughts, Lord God, be manifested, and healthy habits, Lord God, be brought forth by the Spirit of God. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, the enemy has come against us so strong, Lord God, and so fiercely because he knows the greatness that is in each and every one of us. Oh, but the Spirit of God is greater than any enemy that has come against us. Lord, set a table before us in the presence of our enemy, Lord God. Let us feast on your power. Let us feast on the blessing, Lord God, that you are bringing forth, and let the enemy look on, because he won't be able to do anything about it. Lord, we give you glory. We give you praise. Open our mind and our hearts, Lord God, to receive, to receive wisdom, to receive knowledge and understanding as we read your word. Lord, give us a revelation from on high, not only as we read the word, but as we go forth through the day and even through the night. Bless, heal, and deliver on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hold no good thing from us. Your word says that you would hold no good thing from us, oh God. And you said, Lord, if we draw nigh unto you, that you would draw nigh unto us. Here we are, Lord God, in your presence. Once again, asking you, Lord God, to overshadow, oh God, our lives. Oh Lord Jesus, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and make us that you called us to be from the very beginning, Lord. Everything that's against our purpose, we call it out in the name of Jesus. It has to go in Jesus' name. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus. Everything that has come against our purpose is the enemy of God, Lord, because you purposed us in the earth with a destiny, Lord God, and a purpose to be great in the kingdom of God and to bring forth your glory, Lord God, because every praise on our lips is for the glory of God. Our lives is for the glory of God. Lord, manifest your glory in each and every one of our lives. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, 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 amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, because we know in the atmosphere you are working it out. In the atmosphere you are doing battle. In the atmosphere you and your angels, Lord God, are moving things out of the way, Lord God, and getting things set up for us to be blessed. Oh, God, and we thank you now. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you. And we bless your name. We give you honor and we give you praise. I am reading from Job chapters 23 and 24 and Isaiah chapter 62 through 66. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing as we go forth in his word. Job chapter 23 through 24, Isaiah chapter 62 through 66. I'm coming from the New King James Version of the Word of God, and I shall begin reading now. Even today, my complaint is bitter. My hand is listless because of my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come to his seat. I will present my case before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which he would answer me and understand what he would say. Would he contend with me in his great power? No, but he would take a note of me. There the upright could reason with him, and I would be delivered forever from my judge. Look, I go forward, but he is not here, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. When he works on the left hand, I cannot behold him. When he turns to the right hand, I cannot see him. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come away and not turned aside. I have not departed from the commandment of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. But he is unique, and who can make him change? And whatever his soul desires, that he does. For he performs what is appointed for me, and much and many such things are with him. Therefore, I am terrified at his presence. When I consider this, I am afraid of him, for God made my heart weak, and the Almighty terrifies me, because I was not cut off from the presence of darkness, and he did not hide deep darkness from my face. Since times are not hidden from the Almighty, why do those who know him see not his days? Some remove landmarks. They seize the flock violently and feed on them. They drive away the donkey of the fatherless. They take the widow's ox as a pledge. They push the needy off the road. All the poor of the land are forced to hide. Indeed, wild donkeys in the desert, they go out to their work searching for food. The wilderness yields food for them and for their children. They gather their fodder in the field and glean in the vineyard of the wicked. They spend the night naked without clothing and have no covering in the cold. They are wet with the showers of the mountains and huddle around the rock for want of shelter. Some snatch the fatherless from the breast and take a pledge from the poor. They cause the poor to go naked without clothing, and they take away the sheaves from the hungry. They press out oil within their walls and tread wine presses, yet dying groan in the city, and the souls of the wounded cry out. Yet God does not charge them with wrong. There are those who rebel against the light. They do not know its ways, nor abide in its paths. The murderer rises with the light. He kills the poor and the needy, and in the night he is like a thief. The eye of the adulterer waits for the twilight, saying, "No eye will see me," and he disguises his face. In the darkness they break into houses, which they mark for themselves in the daylight. They do not know the light, for the morning is the same to them as the shadow of death. If someone recognizes them, they are in the terrors of the shadow of death. They should be swift on the face of the waters. Their portion should be cursed in the earth, so that no one would turn into the way of their vineyards. As drought and heat consume the snow waters, so the grave consumes those who have sinned. The womb should not forget him. The worm should feed sweetly on him. He should be remembered no more, and the wicked should be broken like a tree, for he preys on the barren who do not bear, and does no good for the widow. But God draws the mighty away with his power. He rises up, but no man is sure of life. He gives them security, and they rely on it. Yet his eyes are on their ways. They are exalted for a little while. Then they are gone. They are brought low. They are taken out of the way like all others. They are dry out like the heads of grain. Now, if it is not so, who will prove me a liar and make my speech worth nothing? I've read Job 23 and 24. We shall proceed now into Isaiah. For Zion's sake, I will take hold my peace. I will not hold my peace. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until her righteousness goes forth as brightness and her salvation as a lamp that burns. The Gentiles shall see your righteousness and all kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord will name. You shall also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no longer be termed forsaken, nor your land anymore be called desolate, but you shall be called Hephzibah, and your land Beulah, for the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a virgin, so shall your sons marry you. And as a bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. I have set watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They shall never hold their peace day or night. You will make mention of the Lord. Do not keep silent, and give him no rest till he establishes, until he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by the strength of his power, surely I will no longer give your grain as food for your enemies, and the sons of the foreigner shall not drink your new wine for which you have labored, but those who have gathered it shall eat it and praise the Lord. Those who have brought it together shall drink it in my holy courts. Go through the gates, prepare the way of the people, build up the highway, take out the stones, lift up a banner for the people. Indeed, the Lord has proclaimed to the end of the world, say to the daughter of Zion, surely your salvation is coming. Behold, his reward is with him and his work before him, and they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you shall be called sought out, a city not forsaken. Who is this who comes from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? And this one who is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I who speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Why is your apparel red and your garments like one who treads in the wine presses? I have trodden the wines alone, and from the peoples no one was with me, for I have trodden them in my anger and trampled them in my fury. Their blood is sprinkled upon my garments, and I have stained all my robes. For the day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeemed has come. I looked, but there was no one to help, and I wondered that there was no one to uphold. Therefore, my own arm brought salvation for me, and my own fury to sustained me. I have trodden down the peoples in my anger, made them drink in my fury, and brought down their strength to the earth. I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord has bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he has bestowed on them according to his mercies, according to the multitude of his loving kindness. For he said, surely they are my people, children who will not lie. So he became their Savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bore them and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit. So he returned himself against them as an enemy, and he fought against them. Then he remembered the days of old, Moses and his people, saying, where is he who brought in them, who led them by the right hand of Moses with his glorious arm, dividing the water before them, to make for himself an everlasting name, who led them through the deep as a horse in the wilderness, that they might not stumble. As a beast goes down into the valley and the Spirit of the Lord causes him to rest, so you lead your people to make yourself a glorious name. Look down from heaven and see from your habitation, holy and glorious, where are your zeal and your strength, the yearning of your heart and your mercies toward me. Are they restrained? Doubtless you are our God. Though Abraham was ignorant of us and Israel does not acknowledge us, you, O Lord, are our Father, our Redeemer from everlasting is your name. O Lord, why have you made us stray from your ways and harden your heart from your fear? Return for your servants' sake the tribes of your inheritance. Your holy people have possessed it but a little while. Our adversaries have trodden down your sanctuary. We have become like those of old over whom you have never ruled, though who were never called by your name. Oh, my God. Oh, that you would rend the heavens, that you would come down, that the mountains might shake at your presence, as fire burns brushwood, as fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, that the nations may tremble at your presence, when you did awesome things for which we did not look. You came down the mountain at your presence, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, nor has the eye seen any God beside you who acts for the one who waits for him. You meet him who rejoices and does righteousness, who remembers you and your ways. You are indeed angry, for we have sinned in those ways we continue, and we need to be saved. But we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are like filthy rags. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. And there is no one who calls on your name, who stirs himself up to take hold of you. For you have hidden your face from us and have consumed us because of our iniquities. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you our potter, and all we are the work of your hands. Do not be furious, O Lord, nor remember iniquity forever. Indeed, please look, we all are your people. Your holy cities are a wilderness. Zion is a wilderness. Jerusalem, a desolation. Our holy and beautiful temple, where our fathers praise you, is burned up with fire, and all our pleasant things are laid waste. Will you restrain yourself because of these things, O Lord? Will you hold your peace and afflict us very severely? Oh, Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, move right now, O God. I was sought by those who did not ask for me. I was found by those who did not seek me. I said, here I am, here I am, to the nation that was not called by my name. I stretched out my hands all day long to a rebellious people who walk in a way that is not good, according to their own thoughts, a people who provoke me to anger continually to my face, who sacrifice in gardens and burn incense on altars of brick, who sit among the graves and spend the night in the tombs, who eat swine's flesh and the broth of abominable things in their vessels, who say, keep to yourself, do not come near me, for I am holier than you. These are smoke in my nostrils, a fire that burns all the day. Behold, it is written before me, I will not keep silence, but will repay, even repay into their bosom your iniquities and the iniquities of your fathers together, says the Lord, who have burned incense on the mountains and blasphemed me on the hills. Therefore, I will measure their former work into their bosom. Thus says the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one says, do not destroy it, for the blessing is in it, so will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. I will bring forth descendants from Jacob, from Judah, an heir of my mountains. My elect shall inherit it, and my servants shall dwell there. Sharon shall be a fold of flocks, and the valley of Achor a place for herds to lie down, for my people who sought me. But you are those who forsake the Lord, who forget my holy mountain, who prepare a table for Gad, and who furnish a drink offering for many. Therefore I will number you for the sword, and you shall all bow down to the slaughter. Because when I called you, you did not answer. When I spoke, you did not hear, and did evil before my eyes, and chose that in which I did not delight. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Behold, my servant shall eat, but you shall be hungry. Behold, my servant shall drink, but you shall be thirsty. Behold, my servant shall rejoice, but you shall be ashamed. Behold, my servant shall sing for joy of heart, but you shall cry for sorrow of heart and wail for grief of spirit. You shall leave your name as a curse to my chosen, for the Lord God will slay you and call his servants by another name, so that he who blesses himself in the earth shall bless himself in the God of truth. He who swears in the earth shall swear by the God of truth, because the former troubles are forgotten, and because they are hidden from my eyes. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered or come to mind, but be glad and rejoice forever in what I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem as a rejoicing and her people as a joy. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and my joy and joy in my people. The voice of weeping shall no longer be heard in her, nor the voice of crying. No more shall an infant from there live but a few days, nor an old man who has not fulfilled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree, so shall the days of my people be. And my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth children for trouble. For they shall be the descendants of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are still speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. The Lord, heaven is my throne and the earth my footstool. Where is the house that you will build me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things my hand has made, and all those things exist, says the Lord. But on this one I will look, on him who is poor and of a contrite heart, or contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word. He who kills a bull is as if he slays a man. He who sacrifices a lamb as if he breaks a dog's neck. He who offers a grain offering as if he offers swine's blood. He who burns incense as if he blesses an idol. Just as they have chosen their own ways and their soul delights in their abominations, so will I choose their delusions and bring their fears on them. Because when I called, no one answered. When I spoke, they did not hear. And they did evil before my eyes and chose that in which I did not delight. Hear the word of the Lord, you who tremble at his word, your brethren who hated you, who cast you out for my name's sake, said, let the Lord be glorified, that we may see your joy. But they shall be ashamed. The sound of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, the voice of the Lord who fully repays his enemies. Before she was in labor, she gave birth. Before her pain came, she delivered a male child. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to give birth in one day, or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion was in labor, she gave birth to her children. Shall I bring to the time of birth? Shall I bring to the time of birth and not cause delivery, says the Lord? Shall I who calls birth shut up the womb, says the Lord. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad with her, all you who love her. Rejoice for joy with her, all you who mourn for her, that you may feed and be satisfied with the consolation of her bosom. that you may drink deeply and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. For thus says the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the Gentiles like a stream, like a flowing stream. Then you shall feed. On her side shall you be carried and be dangled on her knees. As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you, and you shall be comforted in Jerusalem. When you see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bones shall flourish like grass. The hand of the Lord shall be made, shall be known. The hand of the Lord shall be known to his servants, and his indignation to his enemies. For behold, the Lord will come with fire and with chariots like a whirlwind to rend his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by his sword, the Lord will judge all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many. Those who sanctify themselves and purify themselves to go to the gardens after an idol in the midst, eating swine's flesh and the abomination and the mouth shall be consumed together, says the Lord. For I know their ways and their thoughts. It shall be that I will gather all the nations and tongues, and shall come, and they shall come and see my glory. I will set a sign among them, and those among them who escape I will send to the nations, to Tarshish and to Pool and Lud, and who draw the bow, and Tubal and Jazen, and to the coastlands afar off, who have not heard my fame nor seen my glory, and they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles. Then they shall bring all your brethren for an offering to the Lord out of all nations, on horses and in chariots and in litters, on mules and on camels, to my holy mountain Jerusalem, says the Lord. As the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel into the house of the Lord, and I will also take some of them for priests and Levites, says the Lord. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your descendants and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath, flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord. And they shall go forth and look upon the corpses of the men who have transgressed against me. For their worm does not die, and their fire is not quenched. They shall be an abhorrence to all flesh. This is the word of the Lord. I have read to you from Job chapters 23 through 24 and Isaiah chapter 62 through 66. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. In the name of Jesus, God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you. If you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we are now in a year in the Word in 2018, and the Word tells us that there is no other name under heaven whereby men must be saved. His name is Jesus, and no man can come to the Father except by him. You cannot bypass Jesus and be saved. You cannot go to Buddha for salvation. Muhammad did not bring the word of salvation. Only Jesus has salvation in his hands. And only by him and through him can you see the Father in peace. All of us will see him at one point in time, and every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. No matter how much you protest against the word of God, no matter how much you have protested throughout your life and you have not believed, and you called on one name or another to save you, or one God or another to save you, there is no salvation in them. And when you come into eternity, and we all shall come into eternity and be judged for the works of our flesh, all of us will bow before Jesus and declare that he is Lord. But all of us will not be at peace with him, because all of us will not be followers. All of us will not have received his gift. But today I declare to you, Jesus, the salvation of our souls, the one who came down through 40 and two generations, who brought salvation in his hands, who came to bring us out of our alienated relationship from the Father, the one who came to take away our sin so that we could live holy and upright, so that we can do what is right and be holy as the word says for us to be holy. Do you know that the word declares that we should be holy as he is holy? And there is no way for us to be holy without Jesus. He is the righteousness of Christ that is in us. That is the righteousness that we carry. Christians that are doing that are living according to the word of God. Those people that you have met that have been so kind and have loved all men, no matter who they are, where they are, what they've done, who they serve, or who they love. They are the followers of Jesus Christ. He loves us all, no matter where we've been, no matter what we've done, no matter who we've served, no matter who we've loved. Jesus loves us still. And he's the one I declare to you. There's no other way to salvation except through him. And I know sometimes, you know, we as Christians, we are awkward in our speech. We're awkward in the way that we live because we are always mortifying our flesh. We're forever trying to kill off those things that are trying to destroy us. But what you see is us moving closer and closer to the Lord with every day. And no, we don't always say the right thing, but you know what? Jesus is there to fix us. He's our potter. We are actually on the wheel of the potter, and he is reforming us and remaking us. If you have ever met someone, a friend, or maybe a family member, and I know so many of you have watched the transition and watched the transformation of someone who came to know the Lord and truly had a relationship with him. And that person might have been a horrible person at one time, but you watched them and you watched the light in them become brighter and brighter because of the presence of the Lord. Amen. That's the change that Jesus wants to make in your life. Oh, he wants you to be his. He wants to live inside of you so that he can lead you and guide you. I know so many of you have gone into churches and you saw so many imperfect people, but the church is not for perfect people. That's the mistake that people make. They go in there and they say, I don't want to go to church because there's so many hypocrites there. Well, those are the people that need to be there. The church is literally a hospital. We go in there to be healed. We go in there to gain knowledge. We go in there so that we can take off the fleshy, the sinful, the nasty, and put on the clean, the light, and remove the darkness. And that's what the Spirit of the Lord is doing in every Christian. Ah, he's working out. He's helping us to work out our salvation. He's teaching us the ways of salvation so that we can get better and so that we will be right. Every day we embark upon this journey in endeavoring to get closer and closer to the Lord and to get better and better in him. And every day we want to be kind and to be loving and show somebody that Jesus is real and this is real and he came that we might have life and that more abundantly. That's the Jesus I present to you, the one who came and hung on the cross and died for each and every one of us. He who had no sin at all, no sin, none whatsoever. He had no blemish, no wrinkle, no sin, no imperfection. He came down from glory, made himself a body to be sacrificed for us. For us, just for us. That's the kind of love that God has for us. There had to be a sacrifice for sin, because he is a holy God and no sin can dwell in his presence. And because he could not find any clean vessel in the earth, he himself had to come and be that vessel that was sacrificed on our behalf. And he hung on the cross for us and he died. He gave up that body and that spirit and every sin that has ever been committed or shall ever be committed was propelled onto him in that moment. And in that moment, he felt what we feel when we are separated from the Father. There is so significant about that moment when he said, my God, why do you forsake me? Because he felt that separation, because sin separates us from God. And he himself felt that. So he knows what you feel. He knows that your sin has separated you. He knows the agony in your spirit. He knows that void that is within you that was always intended for God. He knows that that hunger that can never be satisfied. And that's because he purposed it just for him. None of us will ever be able to satisfy that void, because there is a void within every human being that is only intended and only made for God. It's the only thing that will fit in that space. Food won't fit. Men, women won't fit. Drugs won't fit. Any other vices that we have tried, they won't fit. Over exercising, overworking, none of those things will fit. We've tried it all and it doesn't work. We're still not satisfied. We're still sad. We're still depressed and still wondering what's wrong with us because something is not right. And that's what's missing, the presence of the Savior. That's what's missing. Because he was always intended to dwell with us. Always. We were always meant to have a relationship with God. Always. That was always his purpose, to commune with each and every one of us. It was always his purpose to give us the good of the earth, the good of the land. It was always intended good in our life. And that our lives be full of abundance. That was always the intention of God. But sin separated us. But now he has come, hallelujah, and he has sacrificed his life, and he has made provision for us so that we can again commune with God Almighty. We can again commune with him, and we can only do that through Jesus. There is no other name under heaven whereby we can be saved except through him. This is your time. This is your opportunity. This is somebody's Kairos moment. This, your time has been fulfilled, and today is the day of salvation for you. The word of God tells us, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. His name is Jesus. And if you call upon his name, amen, he will make his abode with you. He will come. Oh, and I mean not just calling, because the word tells us even more. Amen. When we put all of the word of God together about salvation, he gives us a very clear message. Glory to God. Peter arose on the day of Pentecost. Amen. And he preached a message that brought forth salvation in Jerusalem. They were all gathered there, amen, for the Feast of Pentecost that the Lord had told them to do in their generations. Throughout their generations, the Lord told them to perform that feast in celebration of their latter harvest. Amen. And the Lord would meet them there. And oh, did he meet them. Because, you know, when Jesus was here in his last days, he gave the disciples instruction. And I'm still introducing the salvation of Jesus. He gave his disciples instructions to wait, to be endued with power from on high. He told them to wait in Jerusalem and that the Comforter would come, the Paraclete, the one who would advocate and who would stay with them forever and ever through eternity. He would come and be with them forever, because Jesus had to go back into heaven, had to go back to glory, but he was not going to leave them comfortless. He was coming in a different way, manifesting his spirit in a different way, but it was all him and he was coming. Glory to God. So the disciples, they did what Jesus said, and they went into the upper room. It was 120 of them, and they were waiting for the manifestation of power that Jesus promised them when he went back to glory, and they watched him ascend back into heaven. He promised them that he would not leave them comfortless, that he was coming. And yes, they were grieving because their master that they had learned from, amen, had gone from them, but he was not leaving them comfortless. And they all, with one accord, they had one mind and one determination, amen, to seek the face of God until he did what he said he was going to do, amen, manifest power in the midst of them. So as they were praising and worshiping his name, amen, the Spirit of God began to move in that room. Oh, and they began to speak in tongues as the God gave them utterance. And that is the sign, the manifestation of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. That day, they were baptized in the presence of God. His Holy Spirit was on the inside of them. And the people on the outside of that upper room began to hear them speaking in other tongues. And the tongues they were speaking in were tongues they had never learned. They were poor. They were not educated as many of the people in that. People outside were beginning to hear their languages, their native tongues from the lands that they dwelt. They were hearing their languages on the outside and wondering, how could this be that these Galileans, these poor men, these fishermen are able to speak in our languages? What is this thing? Are they drunk with new wine? Oh, but they were not. And Peter rose up from among them of all the 120. And the Lord put a word in Peter's mouth, and he began to speak and bring forth the word of salvation and tell them about Jesus who came to sin and that he was the Messiah that they had been waiting for all this time. And they have rejected him. And when Peter was done preaching his first message, those men asked, men and brethren, what must we do to be saved? Amen. And Peter rose up again in the midst of them, and he told them, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins, and you too shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It is to you and to your children, all who are afar off. This is the gift of God, salvation. Amen. The Holy Spirit resting and abiding and ruling and giving you the abundance of life, not just in eternity, but right here and right now. God wants to bless your life. He wants to lead you and guide you and comfort you in ways that you have never imagined. Those things that you've struggled with won't be the kind of struggle that they were before, because the Spirit of the Lord will lead you and guide you. Amen. Just say yes to the Lord and do, amen, just as the word says, repent. It means to turn away from the sin, turn away from those things that you know are ungodly. Turn away from the devil. Turn away from wickedness. Turn away from uncleanness. Turn away from unholiness. Turn away from unrighteousness. Turn away from hypocrisy. Turn away from witchcraft and sorcery. Turn away from fornication. Turn away from adultery. Turn away from those things that have separated you from the presence of God. And don't do them anymore. Ask God for forgiveness. That is repentance. When we are godly sorrowful, I mean so sorry that we turn away from those things and never do them again. Turn away from those things and call on the name of Jesus, and he will come. He will come just like he did on the day of Pentecost. He will come. There was another servant of God in the scriptures. Remember, we're reading a year in the word. There was another servant of God. His name was Cornelius, and he was not a Jewish man. He was a Gentile, and yet he did everything that he knew to honor God. And his prayers went up before the Lord as a memorial, the word says. This is a man that didn't know God, but he did the best he could. He honored the unknown God, and he wanted to know how to get closer to him. God honored his prayers. He prayed before God, and he did the best that he knew how. And the Lord had given him a dream and told and gave him instruction to go and get a servant who was waiting at the house of Simon the Tanner. And that servant was Peter, the same one who rose up and preached on the day of Pentecost. The Lord was about to use him again, but this time not just to the Jews, but also to the Gentiles. And as of yet, none of them had preached to the Gentiles. It was unheard of at that point. But the Lord had also given Peter a dream and let him know that it was okay, that you are to go and to declare the word of salvation to this Gentile. And so the servant of Cornelius, he came to the house of Simon the Tanner, and he retrieved Peter and those that were with them. And they went with them to Cornelius, to the house of a Gentile. And in that Gentile's house was all of his family and his servants, and they were all waiting to hear the word of the Lord. This man had sought God, and he wanted to know God. He wanted God to move in his life, and he just wanted to be right. So the Lord met him there. He sent a servant to him. And that servant, just as he did on the day of Pentecost in the midst of the Jews, he declared the word of the Lord in the midst of the Gentiles. And as he declared the word of the Lord, as he was still preaching, the Holy Spirit began to move in the midst of that place. And they too began to speak in tongues, just like they did on the day of Pentecost. See, the Spirit of the Lord had not been poured out on Gentiles yet, but now the Lord was manifesting his presence in the midst of the Gentiles, because Cornelius had a heart for the Lord, because he wanted the Lord, he wanted to know. And Peter came and declared to him Jesus, and Cornelius heard, and they believed the words of the man of God, and the Holy Ghost fell in the midst of them, and they began to speak in tongues just like the others did. The manifestation of the presence of God on the inside of those Gentiles that had come in the midst of Cornelius's house to hear the word of this Jewish man that was declaring to him Jesus. And Jesus was present with them on that day, and they were filled with his presence, with his spirit. They were filled on that day. And Peter said, what? Oh, my God, if the Spirit of the Lord has come in you too, just like you did in us, what prevents us from baptizing you in water? So they were all baptized in water on that day in the name of Jesus, because the Spirit of the Lord moved in the midst of them, because they did repent. Even while Peter was preaching, they began to repent. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry for my sin. I'm sorry, oh God, for every unclean thought I've had. I'm sorry, Lord. Oh, Lord, for the destructive ways that I've had. I'm sorry for not treating my neighbor right. I'm sorry, Lord God, that I have lived in a way that has caused you to be ashamed. I'm sorry, Lord, seeing everything that I've done that's been unrighteous and unclean in your presence. Lord, I'm sorry. They began to repent in the presence of the Lord and turn even in that moment. And the Spirit of the Lord honored them, and he came to dwell in each and every one of them that were there, because they said yes. Even before the man of God stopped preaching, they said yes. Say yes to the Lord today. repent and turn from every wickedness, and the Spirit of the Lord will honor you too with his gift, the gift of his presence, the gift of his Spirit. It will move on you and your household. He will. Glory to God. There were others, amen, that were met along the way. Apollos, amen, as he was moving along, and he asked, amen, a group that he had come across if they had received the Holy Ghost because they had believed, and they didn't even know whether there was a Holy Ghost. Nobody had ever declared the Spirit of the Lord to them. As of yet, they had only been baptized unto the baptism of repentance that John baptized. But you know, the word of the Lord was declared to them more fully on that day. And they too repented. And they said yes. And they began to speak in tongues and prophesy. Glory to God. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is still moving. He is still manifesting. He is still filling people up with the baptism of his Spirit. He is still, amen, manifesting healings. He's still prophesying. He's still giving words of knowledge. He's still performing miracles and moving throughout the earth. Today is the day of salvation. Say yes to the Lord. Repent of your sins. Go to a full Baptist church, a full gospel church, and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins. But know this, if you would say yes to the Lord right now, he'll meet you right now. If you would repent and allow the Lord in, he will meet you right now. Those in Cornelius's house, before the preacher even finished preaching, they were being filled with the presence of God, speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. God wants to do that for you. Jesus wants to do that for you today. And today is the day of salvation. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. Let him do it on today. He wants to move in your life like never before. Amen. He's forming breakthroughs in the atmosphere. Even right now, he's doing it. Amen. Those who are barren are bringing forth fruit. Those who are broken, their brokenness is being healed. The Lord is putting it all back together again and not making that old vessel, but a new vessel. Glory to God. He's fixing it for you. Today is the day of salvation. Say yes to the Lord. Repent. Amen. And the Lord, he will. He's faithful. He is faithful. He is not a man that he should lie. Every word that is written in his word, it is true. And it is for our admonition. It is for our instruction. It is for us to learn from. Some things for us to obey. Some things are there for a warning to us. Glory to God. Hear the word of God. Amen. For he is present right there in the atmosphere with you. Glory to God, and his glory is in the room. Glory to God. I thank you for being with me today. God bless you. God anoint you. God keep you. Amen. May the salvation of the Lord be upon you and in the room right now to break up everything that is not like him and bring forth a manifestation of his presence in your life and in your spirit. Say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Have your way. Jesus, right now. Holy Ghost, come forth in these people. Lord God, out of their bellies, Lord God, let your spirit flow even right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, move, Lord, every obstacle and destroy every yoke in Jesus' name. Yes, today is the day of salvation. I hope you will continue to be with me as we continue through a year in the word. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. Amen.